You're holding Daf Lamedom and Aleph. Just do the last Gemara again and Daf Chof Tes on the base. The bottom Gemara was again, five lines up was, Omer Ravonan. Ravonan said like this, Shamat Mino de Mashmuel, I heard from Mashmuel Tarti. Two halachas. Chodach, one this last halacha that if you sell the karka on Yovel, the Mechir is not chal at all, you can't sell karka on Yovel. Vido, the second halacha he heard over from Shmuel was, that Hamoichar Avdul Levikachovim. If somebody sells his eved to a guy, you sell your eved, or else oy bechutz laretz, you sell your eved to somebody living in chutz laretz. Now you're living now in Eretz Yisrael, so you mechuyev in much more mitzvahs. Same thing if your eved is by you, he does mitzvahs. If you sell him to a guy, he's going to stop doing mitzvahs there. Or you sell him to chutz laretz, also there won't be no such mitzvahs there. So locher is yotz lecheres. The locher is the knas that you sell your eved. So claim to know so locher is that you have to be poiderim, you have to redeem it back, and then you have to patur lecheres, you have to go and give him a ishtar shichrom. Because since you're mafkiya for mitzvahs, and the same thing you make rabbi chutzlar, it's also just lecheres. See, there are two alochis. Now, choda hadre zvini, one of these two alochis is the locher is hadre zvini, that it gets returned back. The choda lehadre zvini, one, the sale is not returned back. Means one of these two cases, even though the sale is bottle, but you get the money back, let's say by Yovel, if you sell your field on Yovel, to say the Mechir is bottle, but Lekech, let's say, would get his money back. And in one case he holds no, the Lekech does not get his money back. Now, V'lo Yadan Haiminav, he's not sure which one the Perez Lekech gets his money back, and in one, which case here, if you sold your Revit to someone in Chutz Laretz, that the Lekech is, you don't get your money back. Some Rav Yosef says like this, next year now, let's see, Midatani Babraisa, since we're going to Babraisa like this, that Hamoyicher Avdoi B'chutz Loretz, if somebody sells his Evet to Chutz Loretz outside Eretz Yisrael, Yotz Lecheres, he goes out free, Vitzorah gets Shichor, Merab Hasheni, but a second master is Mechuyiv to give him a Shtar Shichor. So now, Shema Minim, here we have a good proof, that Midakorelei Lesheni Rabbi, since we call the second one his master, Al Mali Hadri Zvini, that he does not get his money back. In other words, it's not considered like a Mekech Tois. He doesn't get his money back, because if the second one would get his money back, so why is he called the rabbi? It's not, he never owned him. So since the second one is called the rabbi, we see the pshat that the sale took place, he does not get his money back. Therefore we see that when Shmuel says up here by Yovel, that if you sell your field, it's not called a good sale, the pshat is bottle of the gamri, and therefore, the lekeach gets his money back. Now, Vimora says, so what's Shan Rav Anon? How come he didn't know what Shmuel meant to say? So my answer is Rav Anon, Braisa le Shmuel, he did not hear this Braisa. The Rashi said, Devi Misafir, since Rav Anon was a Sophic, whether it's Chayz or not, which money, he did not hear this less Braisa. Now the Gemara says, Udishmuel mimai diyein emukhur. How do we know to say the mukhur is not chal at all? Umay is chayzrin, and the money is it goes back. It's like a bit lamekach legamri. Dilma maybe ain't emukhur. Maybe by yovel when you sell it, it's not called a good sale. Ain't ekonami. But umay is matana. Maybe the money should remain like a matana. The money is like a present, and therefore he has a right. The moich has a right to keep the money. So Mora says no, and Mora says part of the Kashi, immediately have it the same way it should be, Amakadish HaChoisei, if somebody gets married to a sister. The Yitman we learned over there, Amakadish HaChoisei, if a brother goes and marries his sister and gives her a ring. So Rav Amarav says, Moyes Chosei, and you get the money back, like you know, you can't marry a sister, the Kedushin is bottle, and therefore you get the ring back, you get the ring back. So Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, oh no, Moyes Matana, the ring that you gave your sister, she keeps it for matana. So even though the Kedushin is bottle, but still we say you give the money for matana. So maybe you're also, if you sell your field on Yovel, somebody gives you money for it, like he knows the Mechir is not Chal, and he means to give it for matana. So Mora says, Oh, Mulaya Baya the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi says Rabbi Yosef, My Chozit to Kantin Leila Lekayach, Kitsuna, didn't do Gemara. So the Kitsuna, Pshatats Ravana had a Sophic Takam. He did not hear the price, and he had a suffer to say, but Yovel, maybe the pshat of the money is not chayzer, because maybe the money remains like a matana. If Rav Anan had a suffix, What should be the lacham if you sell your field on Yovel? That's what Shmuel says, the mechir is not chal, do you get the money back or not? That was a suffix. The other Gemara says, Oh, Malaya, by the Rabbi Yosef, my chos is the kansim lelokeach. What do we say, lokeach loses out? Rashi says, Gabi, my chiravda, because Lord says, tell you field to some living chutzlords. The Armenian would say, what? Lehadri zvinim, lokeach does not get his money back. And the Yabba goes out to Cheris, and the lokeach loses out. So why do we make the knas on the lekeach? Nitnasel lemoichem. The one that sold him, he also did something wrong. He shouldn't have sold him to somebody in Chutz Lawrence. So why don't we make the knas on the moichem? He should lose out. Or Malay answered back and said, Lav ak for ganef. It's not the mice that's the ganef, the robber. El chura ganef. It's the hole that's the ganef. Rashi says, ak for a mice. Hagoyim, if it steals something, Menech, he puts it bechutz outside. He hides it someplace in a hole. But wouldn't it have been for the hole, he couldn't have stole it. So, Amalei, lav akvah gana velukura gana. He lav akvara. So Mora says back, no, but without the mice, chur minole. What would the chur do though? The chur by itself didn't do anything. So it's still the mice, it's still the meicher that's selling it. So chur should be the meicher's fault. The knash should be upon him. So Mora says, no, the svar is true. It's a svar both ways. Both the Meicher did something wrong and the Lekeach did something wrong. So now the Svar is who do we make the Knas upon? Mistavra, the Hechad Yisra, the Yisra, Kansinan. Wherever it is, that's where we leave it. So where it says Mistavra, the Svar is, again, Hechad Yisra, Yisra, Kansinan. Wherever the Yisra is, that's where we make the Knas. But since right now the Yevid is by the Lekeach, in Chutzlar, therefore we give him the Knas that he has to free him and he loses out his money. Then it says in the Mishnah, that the loch is when you sell your field, you can't buy it back unless the lekeach has 2 years worth of crops. Well, what's going to be hoisa shna shidafon? Let's say it was a year of a flood, that you couldn't plant the field anyway. So the loch is that's not included in the 2 years. It has to be 2 years that he could have planted. But then the Mishnah says, what about if he leaves it without planting, or else he plowed the field but he didn't seed it? Those years are included. So Gemara asks, hash to havira. If Lekech now left it empty, did not work on it at all, or Eloloi still is called part of the 2 years, so Norimi Boi, in a case where he at least planted the field, isn't it for sure that he started to use, it's called like he used the field? So still, the Mechik could take it away after 2 years. So Mora says, no, Noritzakle, in a case with Lekech, at least plowed the field, that's a Chiddush. Because otherwise, Sakata, the Chimid Har, would have thought the Sermin Lei. Lekech has a right to say back to the Mechim. Habli demel, give me the money that I played, that I put in for the plowing of it, for Lifka and take it. Kamash will know that the Lekeach does not have a right to ask for the money of the plowing. And the Mecha just takes it away. After 2 years, he redeems it back. And he only has a cheshbon how many years was supposed to be by the Lekeach. But these 2 years that passed by, Lekeach has no right to ask for any money at all. Not even for the money that he put in plowing the field. Then it says, Reb Lezer Weimer, Mochru Loi, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, and it was full of Paris, so he has a right to eat 3 years like of crops. So much like this, Tanya, Reb Lezer Weimer, Minayin, how do I know to say this? That Shemochru Loi Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If you sold your field to your friend right before Rosh Hashanah, before the new year, Malaya Paris, it was full of Paris, a good crop. Shelo Yoyma Loi, like you have no right to say back to the Lekech now when the Mercha goes to redeem it back 2 years later. And listen, Hanech lefonai, you have to give it back to me with a full crop. Kederech sheinafti lefonecha, the same way I left the field to you when I sold it to you. It was full of crop, so you have to give it back to me also full, and you cannot cut off the last year's crop of the 2 years. Talmud Leim, this we learn another. The pasuk says, v'mispar shnei tvuas yimoch lecho. With the years, the mispar shnei tvuas. So we dash in pomim sometimes, sheatoichol shalosh tvuas. Lekech has the right to eat like 3 crops. Pishtei shonim, out of the 2 years that he holds on to it. So Rashi says, it says, v'misbar shnei tvus, mashma kol tvus shepishtei shonim. No matter how many crops of growth there are throughout these 2 years. Because otherwise it just should have said, misbar shonim, or misbar tvus. Well, master just 2. Now that it says, v'misbar shnei tvus mashma, as many crops as there are, throughout these 2 years that Lekech has, he has a right to eat it, and the rule is. So this one was bought from him full, so he has the right to give it back empty at the end of the 2 years, So it came out that this Lakayach ate three crops. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Mochro L'Rishon B'mono? Let's say you sold your field, you sold your Steachuza to Reuven for $100. Or Mochro L'Rishon L'Sheni. Now the first one, Reuven, sold it to a set of Shimon, but Masayim for $200. And now the original owner wants to come and redeem it back. After 2 years, he wants to redeem back his Steachuza. So Locher is Eina Mechashev Elim Arishin. He only goes according to the money, how much the first sale took place. So he sold it for $100, and we have to cheshbon how many more years there was supposed to be left until Yevil. So we see, divide that by the amount of years. Let's say there was 10 years left. He sold it for $100, so it comes out each year is worth $10. If you want to redeem it back 2 years later, so there's only have to pay $80 to redeem it. And we don't go after the cheshbon now that Reuven sold it to Shimon for $200. Shneva, the Pasuk says, Liish Asher Morcha Loi. The person Asher that you sold it to, the first one. Dikish, and Emelish to that person that you first sold it to, you go after his cheshbin how much you have to redeem it by. So kids, you go to Kula for the first Moicher. Now, what's going to be? Morcha L'Rishim B'Masayim. The first owner sold his field to Reuven for $200. Then later, Reuven sold it to Shimon, and Morcha L'Rishim L'Sheni B'Mona. Reuven sold the Shimon for $100. How do we know now that when the first owner comes and redeems it back, that he go to Kulu against him and say, Eina Mechashev Elim Achron, you only have to pay according to the second price, the $100, how much that would be divided by the amount of years left to Yevil? So we go to Kulu for the Mecher again? Shneva, the Pasuk says, V'chishev Ashnei Mimkoroi V'eshev Esoidif Lish Hashem Mochaloi. So we dash near the word Lish means Lish Hashem Esoichoi, the person that's in the field right now. So we're dashing both ways Lakula here, that this original owner, when he comes to redeem it back, he has the right to go Lakula. If the first price was cheap, he goes according to the first price. If the second price was cheap, he goes according to the second price. And the Gemara will teach us how do we know to go Lakula both ways. Now the Mishnah says, Tam alachom, lo yimcha barochoik v'yigo b'karuf. You have no right if you sold the field then to go redeem it back. Where do you get your money to redeem it back? You want to sell a different field that you own far away, so you want to sell that far away field in order to buy back this close field, that you know how to do. The same thing, Barol, let's say you own a bad field, and you want to sell the bad field in order to have money, the yigul be offered to redeem back the good field, that you know how to do. The same thing, Barol, you'll be not allowed to borrow money, the yigul, to redeem it back. We'll see all this in the Gemara. Pasuk says the Motzah, because only if you have new money, something new that you get now, you could redeem the field that you sold. And not with something that you had before, or not with something that you have to borrow. The same thing, V'lo yigur l'chatzoyin, you're not allowed to redeem it back halfway. You have to redeem back the whole field, not half a field. Uve Hegdish, let's say a person is Makdish's field, and he wants to redeem it back from Hegdish. Here the lacher is Mutta B'Kulun, you're allowed to do all these things. You could sell other fields that you own to get the money to redeem it back from Hegdish. You could sell a bit field, you could borrow money, and you could even redeem back half of your field. Zechom v'hedyot v'hegdish. He's a certain halacha that a hedyot is more chomer than ilkos hegdish. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, learn like this. Machro l'rishim b'mon. Let's say you sold your field to the first one for $100. Or machro l'rishim l'sheni b'masayim. Then the first one sells it to the second one for $200. So again, minayin, how do we know to say the din of the Mishnah? That shein mechashev elim arishon, you have a right to go lekula and only pay according to the cheshbon of the $100. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says leish asher mochaloi. Mash lish means the first one that you sold it to, so you go lekula, you go after his cheshbon. Now, how do we know to say mochro l'rishon b'masayim in the case we sold it to the first one for $200, or mochro l'rishon l'sheni, and then the first one sold it to the second one the money for $100? So now the last sale was for 100. Minayin, how do I know to say shein mechash v'ne elim hasheni? That when the original owner comes to redeem it back, it goes after the $100 cheshbon. The way he was sold to the second one, it goes lekula. Talmudim again, the person says leish. So dashnu means lis hashem b'seichai. So the person that's inside the field right now, we go after his cheshbon. If he paid 100, so the original owner has a right to redeem it according to the cheshbon of $100 for the amount of years that would be left until yevil. And according to that cheshbon, he deducts how many years pass by, and he has to pay the rest. Divrei Rebbe, these are words of Rebbe. That you go the kula for the original moicher. Rebbe doistoi ben Yudu Aimer. The Talmud says like this: Machro loy b'mono. Let's say the original owner sold the field for 100. Veshbicha, now the field by itself became worth much more. The yom dal mestayim is worth $200 now. Minan, how do we know to say in this case? Not that the first one sold it to a second one, just by the first one itself it became worth more. So minan, how do we know to say? Shein mechashri v'ema b'mono, that you only have to pay according to the chedrin of $100, how much was worth at the beginning, not how much it's worth right now. Shneimer, the pasuk says, for hoshe v'esoidif, you have to give back the leftover money. That's when you sold the field, and now you come to redeem it back, so you have to pay back the leftover money. So v'darshe noidif shebiyodai, that's left over from you, from your original sale. So your original sale was for $100, according to that cheshbon, you have to redeem it back right now. What's going to be machur lebemasayim? First, you sold the field to Reuven for $200. The echsif, when the field becomes worth less, the yom da'amon, and right now, b'shash, you come to redeem it back, the field is only worth $100. So, Minan, how do we know to say, shein mechash v'nele b'mon, you have a right to redeem it the way it's worth right now, for $100? Shneim, the pasuk says, for hoshev esoidif, return back the extra money, so idash shenoidif shebekarkam, the extra money of what the karak itself is worth. So do not go bust on the money you have from the first sale, but go after the way the karak is worth right now. That's the Rebbe Yisroel, ben Yudah dashes to psukim, but the same thing lekula. So again, Rebbe dashes this pasuk when the first one sold it to a second one. And Rebbe Yisroel dashes the pasuk now when the first one holds on to it, just as a question whether the worth, the value of the karak goes up or it goes down. So where it says, ben my benayu, what's the difference how we dash in these tukim that goes on the first mecher, or the first mecher, or the second one, to go on the conquer itself? So in both ways to go to kula. So where it says the nafkamina would be the iker. First the conquer was worth $200. Vizol, then the conquer came down to be worth only $100. But the iker, then now at the time when you come into redeem, it's worth back again $200. So this would be a nafkamina. So Rashi says like this. First he sold the 200. Or machra rishon l'shein v'mona, and the first one sold the second for 100. Then the siakra b'yachen became worth more by the second one. They came worth the $200. So according to Rebbe, diyama liyisha shebesoich, the one that's in there right now. So lo yoyev elamona kama diyoyev ve sheni. According to Rebbe, it's easy to go bust of the first one's value or the second one's value. So Maisa, when the second one bought it, he only paid $100, he'll only have to redeem it according to the $100 cheshbon. But the Rebbe story, according to Rebbe story, you'll have to pay according to the $200 cheshbon here. Because the Yarnib telling me the oidit, leftover money, doesn't make a difference. But Yosin Shokel, he took 200 for the first one, and he go bust leftover money of the second sale, it was also 200. So you go boss the leftover of the money, in both cases the money left over is 200. Because according to Rebbe, this case will also be lakula, that you have a right to say, go boss of the sale. So go boss of the second sale, it was for $100, and you only have to redeem it according to the cheshbon of $100. This would be enough.
Now the more is the question, umimai de lakula, who says, how do we know to make these drushes? That you could be proiderate lakula for the moicher. Duma maybe lechumer. Maybe you have to be machmir for the moicher, for the original moicher. So much is less like that. I don't think like this. This svar is the goma gula gula mi eved ivri. We learn out from eved ivri that just like over there we go lechula for the eved to be prayed himself. Here also that the original odon that sold his teachuzim when he goes to be gold to redeem it, we go lechula for him. So what's the question? V'hosim and known, how do we know we have it every goof before we go to Kula? Titanya, the sugi we have in Gemara and Kedushin, that there it's like this. Nimcha b'mon, let's say an Eved sold himself for $100. Vishbiach, then it became worth more. V'yomad al-Messiah, now he's worth $200. So we know, how do we know to say, Shein mechash v'nele mimona, when he wants to redeem himself back, we only make the cheshbon as if he was worth $100. That's what he was sold for. We know an Eved every works for 6 years. So you want to redeem yourself back, you have to divide it by six and take off how many years are to go. Shinema, because the pasuk says, Mikasev Miknosoi, that he has to redeem himself according to the money that he was sold for. So that's how we know Lakula, we go after only 100. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say the Yevid was Nimka B'Masayim. He was sold for $200. Vichsev, then it became worth less. So Yamad Amona, now when the Yavid wants to redeem himself, he's only worth $100. So Minayin, how do I know to say, Shein Mechash Venelu Mimona, will let the Yavid Ivri redeem himself according to the Cheshvan of 100, not according to 200 the way he was sold for? Shneim and the Pasuk says, Kefi Shonov, according to his years. Rashi says, Mashma Kefi Shonim Shomad Behen, Kloim Alefi Mashu Shavab Yisashor, what he's worth right now. We go Lekula. Now again, V'yein L'yel Eved Ivri Hanim Kolev Kachovim. These psukim are talking about an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy. So there is a swear to say, we want it to be easier to redeem himself to get away from the guy. Shenigal V'yod Al Eliyona. There we understand why the Eved Ivri has the upper hand, because we want him to go free from the guy. But Nimkal Yisro Minayin, if an Eved Ivri was sold to another Jew, how do we know also we go to Kula for his Gula? And this Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Sochi Sochel Gzeira Shavo, says the word Sochi, or V'chisasi Yagir V'soysov, it says, Tivokav Ki Yimei Schir Yiyi Imoi, V'chisavosim Nimkal Yisro, Ki Mishna Scha Sochi Avodecho. So we learn out Sochi Sochim, that the same Malacha by Nimkal Lovikachovim, we go to Kula, the same thing Nimkal Yisro. Nothing more says, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, you should know, Hareini ke Ben Azai. Abaye was saying upon himself, he's like Ben Azai b'shuk Tveria. Because in Tveria, everybody knew that Ben Azai was the big chacham there. Then he questioned, who would ask Ben Azai? So Abaye says, he's the same way now. Somlei hum Rabbon l'Abaye. So one of the Rabbonim said back to Abaye, Ikol medirishinu l'kulu v'ikol medirishinu l'chumra. Even by Eved Ivri, it's possible to be machmir to say go l'chumra, and it's possible to go l'kulu. He could redeem himself at a lower price. He was told, Mimai de Lekula. How do we know to say Be'ev Rivi? The Pesukim means to say he has a right to redeem himself back to cheaper price. Maybe the Pesukim means he has to be Machmir. That the Pesukim both ways, so maybe he has to go to Chumra. He always has to redeem himself according to the higher price, not the cheaper price. So he said back, Loi Sagadat, don't think like that. Don't think to say he should be Machmir for the Be'ev Rivi. Thereby it brings a proof that Midiyaka Rachmona Gabe, since the Torah was Mekel, did something good for the Eved Ivri, it's Mustafa to say when he redeems himself also he goes to Kula, that he goes back to the cheaper price. What's the proof that the Torah was Mekel for him? The Tani will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Ki Toiv Lo Imach, the Eved Ivri should be good with you. Meaning to say, Imach B'Maychel Imach B'Mishnah, he has to be with your food and with your drinking. Meaning to say, Shaloi Te'eicha Pasnaki, that the Master should not be eating nice fresh bread, for Eicha pas kibben him the Eved, you give black bread, old bread, or else after Shoyseya and Yashin, you should be drinking good old wine, for Shoyseya and Chach, and give him no good fresh wine, or else after Yashin Agabi Muchin, you'll be sleeping on nice mattresses, for Yashin Agabi Kak, and you put the Eved on the floor, you can't do that, but rather the same way you eat and drink and sleep, that's the same way you have to give to the Eved also. And if so, Mikanomer from here was said over like that HaKoin Eved Ivri, whoever buys an Eved Ivri, you should know really, KaKoin Odin Liyatzmas, like you're buying an Odin for yourself. So you see the Torah was Maker for the Eved, therefore, Lakula, he could be Maker, he could be Goyal himself. So Morris says, no, maybe it's for Adarabah, the opposite way. Nachmulay, maybe this is for to say we should be Machmer upon the Eved Ivri. And really, mid Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Because the Yom Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Ba'urei, come and see. Kama kosher avoka shal shvius. How hard it is means what type of an einish, a punishment we get, even for the simple yisurim of shvius. Avoka means like the dust. So Rashi says the means on ha'seich of a pair of shvius. Someone that does business with pairs that has klusha shvius on it. And the reason why it's called only avak, like the dust, because that's not the ikim mitzvosa of yisa shvius. The ikim mitzvosa is not the plant, not the plow, but this halacha of doing schera, that's not the ikar halacha. Therefore, it's called an avak shvius. But let's see how chum it is, because it says halacha like this. Adam noisim noisim perish shvius, the person that does business sells perish shvius. L'seif at the end, because shvius will come out, moichris matalkla, will have to come and sell his utensils. They'll be so poor, and have to sell them for money. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Bishnas ha'yevul azois," and this yevul is also like a shemitah. It's also to do plow and to do business with the Paris. It says, "Teshuvu ish al chazos." Everybody will return on yevul.
Rav also says, "V'chisimcha mim kol amisecha." If you sell something to your friend, economy yada misecha, you buy something from your friend. Well, then after me, a dover nikdam yad liyad, which means like meshicha or mesira. But at kolponim, it says, "You have to sell your metavlim." Lo yirgus, a person doesn't wake up and realize he did a chet, like he's not, what she says, scared, learning his daza to do tshuva, like he sees Hashem gave him a punishment, he should realize it's because he did the chet. The person does not take a tart, does not learn to do tshuva. Then what happens is, Meichores Leisim will become even poorer, he'll have to send even his fields, which is a worse thing. Shem the Pasuk says, V'chi yom ha-chicho mocham yachuzosai, he'll end up selling your stay achuzah. Here it doesn't say Yamargus, here it just says Islam doesn't come to him to do tshuva. Here's Lasoif Moichar's base, end up selling your house. Shneem the Pasuk says, Vishki Yimchar base Moishavir Chaimai. A person will become poor, will have to send his house in near Chaima. Now the question is, Maishan asked me after the first time he did the Avera, it says, the Kamar Lahirgishan. He didn't like wake up, get scared from the Avera. Well, Maishanokha, the second time already says the Kamal Leibos Liyodai, it didn't come to him to do tshuva. So the man said, the Shino Lashon is Kid Rafuna. The Yom Rafuna, Kivon Sha'ovar Adam Aveira, when a person doesn't have Aveira, Fishonah, but he does it a second time, Hutrulai, he becomes Muti, he's allowed to do it. So most of the question is that possible, Hutrulai Sagadaitach, is it possible to say he's allowed to do it, it's still an Aveira. And it means, Eima Nasus Leiketa. Him, once he did it once, and second time, he's used to it, he doesn't realize he's doing an Aveira anymore. So therefore, it's mamish to him, as if he's doing a Behetam, therefore it says now, Leibos Liyodai. Now, by the parentheses we have, Leibos, the other person does not do tshuva yet, Leisoyv Shlomo Burgas will come out, even after lending money with interest. Shneva the Pasuk says, V'chiyom ha-chicho, O'siv ha-tikach mito nechshe v'sarbis. Now, our Gemara has the Girsa should be from the hero on that. Leibos, that he didn't do tshuva yet. At Shemoichares Bitel, end up selling his own daughter. Shneema says, V'chiyim Karish, as Bitel Yom, a person would be so poor, he'll have to sell his daughter for a maid. Now, V'yafagav, the Bitel Bayin Yon Lesa, doesn't say Bitel in this Pasuk right here, but still it's a Svara that Nichol Yinish Lisbon Brate, it's easy and simple for a person to sell his daughter for the Leza Brevisa, not to borrow money with interest. The Lohosa Migra Vyozla, that by interest you keep on losing out more and more. Vilohosa Kamaisa Vyozla, but forget, if you sell your daughter, Sadarabba, you get more money from it. So now the person sells his daughter before he lends Brevis. The Pasuk says, lend Brevis, it means he sold his daughter already. Rashi says the Pshat should be like this. That the luhosa migra viyozla means like when you sell your daughter, you don't sell her forever. It says there'll come a time when she'll come back to you. So if it's easier to sell your daughter, viluhocha komaisa viyozla means ribis always adds up more and more. Now it says right to loibos liyodoi. We didn't do tshuva yet. Let's say if the end will come out, shomech rasatz will even sell yourself for neved. Shneema says ki yomech achicha imoch v'nimko lecho, you'll sell yourself for neved. So the kids we see, well, how do you come out to sell yourself for Neved? Because you started out with the Avera, you did business with Perish Rias. Now, Leiloch, not only will you sell yourself to a Jew, El Leger to a Ger. She never says Leger. Leiloger Tzedek, not only to a Ger Tzedek, that's really misguided, who becomes like a Jew. El Leger Tosh, you sell him to a Ger Tosh, that's still a guy, just he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. She never, the Apostle says Leger Tosh. Then the Apostle says, Mishpachas Ger, what does that mean? Zerovikachovim. Your mom is telling yourself to a girl that worships Avodah Zarah. Kishroim, when the Pasuk says, Oliyakar Mishpachas Ger, that means even further, Zeanimka Venasa Mishovas Avodah Zarah Matsma. Your mom has become a janitor for the Avodah Zarah himself. That's how Beda comes out. So the kids, since you become an Avodah because of an Avodah you did, maybe we should be Machmir, it's a swearing out to be Machmir upon his pigeon. Or Malay said, back to Bayano. Or a Hadre Kroh that puts him back again to be Makel on him. Why? The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Ho Yuvolach Omecha Rasma Vichovim. Since this Jew sold himself to a guy, I wanted him to say, Itcha, let's leave him there ready.
And itchev and achronayfo, we'll throw the stone on top of the one that fell down, means let's leave it to make it hard for him to be redeemed. Tam 11, the pasuk says no. Gula salam tiyoloy of yoyev yetzo, meaning to say he should have easy to be redeemed, that his krovim should come and redeem him. So kids, we see the Torah wants to make it easy for him. The Torah wants him to be redeemed. So that's what we be makel. We're also makel. So Mori asks back, no, ema gula tiyoloy. True. We should say it, somebody else should come and redeem him, even his kroivim, to letame v'yavachav. We don't want it to be lost. To be letame means mixed up with the goyim. But liyolam, forever. But lidyim pidyoynoi, but when he does come to redeem himself, maybe nachme, maybe for never ever, we should be machme upon himself to say he'll have to pay the higher price to redeem himself. So still back to Kasha, how do we know these kolam that at every we're dashing the pasuk lekula and not lechumra? Tomorrow finally comes out, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Emoid Rabbis Bishonot, there's a lot of years to go. Ksiv says, Emat Nishra Bishonot, there's a few years to go. The question is, V'chiyesh Shonim Rubus, are there a lot of years, V'yesh Shonim what, there's a small amount? Ela means like this, Nisraba Kaspoi, if he's worth more money right now, then when he comes to redeem himself, we go Basar, Mikesed Miknosid. Now we have to the money, how much he was worth, Bishas, he was sold. Kitz, you go to Kula. Nismayat Kasper, he gets worth less right now. Kifishon, if you go after the way it's worth right now. All right, turn over.